I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-Minute Reset. You know, I was thinking about how hard change is. I had the blessing of preaching at a church recently, and a woman came up to me after my talk who her friends had dragged there, and she looked like there was just a dark cloud over her head. And she said, Chris, I'm terrified. I'm a drug addict, and I know I have to leave this behind. But the thing that terrified her was the change she was being called to make in her life. She said, I don't know who I am without this drug. Every experience I have, from sadness to happiness to success to failure, everything in life, hanging out with friends, it's all connected to this drug. And I don't even know who I am without it. But that made me think about how not just positive change like leaving a drug, but a change in your business, a change in your personal life, whatever it is, it can be terrifying.
Yeah. And the thing is, and psychologists have studied this, whether we're going through a positive change in our life or a negative change, we have almost the same amount of anxiety. And that's because we're experiencing loss. And I think of a trapeze artist who the only way to get to the other swing is to let go of the previous one. And there's that time in the middle where you've got nothing. And so there's a risk that we take. And even though our mind tells us it's the right one to take, and that drug addict knows that life would be better on the other side, that time in between where we feel like we're not anchored to anything is what's so hard for us. And of course, that's when we have to know the one thing we never let go of, or that never lets go of us, is God.
Amen. When you're in the air, I mean, I love thinking of that feeling a trapeze artist must have, where their stomach's just, you know, whew, I mean, that's crazy. You're in the air between those, you know, the things you're grabbing onto, that feeling of security. The Lord's got you. And if He's calling you to the change that you're making, and the change you're being called to matters to Him, even if it seems like, well, this is a, quote, secular concern, a change in my business. No, if God's calling you to change in that area, He's got you in the middle. He's got you at the end. You got to cling to Him with faith.
That's right. And another analogy to use here, and it's a good one, is He's the safety net. Because even those trapeze artists, if you fall, and we are going to fall, and sometimes we're going to be in between those two swings, and we're not going to quite make it to the next one, and we are going to fall, and falling doesn't feel good, but we are going to bounce, and He has us. But if we need the guarantee that we will never fall, then we will never make those changes in our lives that we know we need to make. And again, this could be something small. It could be drug addiction, a big thing. It could be changing your role at work. It could be changing something in our family. It could be our child going away to college and being an empty nester. Whatever it is, we got to know that there's a safety net there, and it's God.
And don't be afraid. Yeah, whatever He's calling you to is better than where you've been. So yeah. Lord Jesus, give us the faith to know that as we jump from one thing to the next, You got us in the middle. You got us at the end. You got us all the time. Help us to live with faith and peace. Amen.
Amen.